Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's sit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Wow, Brian Higgins was really fair, wasn't he? You're kidding me. Well, they're going to check it and see how he... Okay, thank you, Brian. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got a lot to talk about today. Hang on in there.
Presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Yeah, Brian, in his report, said that the president had shaken down the Ukraine. Aren't you glad you can be fair and honest about it and just open? And what about innocent until proven guilty? The House certainly didn't do anything to prove anything. That's why they want another bite at the apple. We got that going on. Meanwhile, when I first saw Buzzy Beamer, I thought, this guy can do very well in our business, and I've been a big supporter of him. And he does things nobody else does, including me, by the way. I want to put that in there. You went out and you bought two books. You went to a place to buy books, which hardly anybody does anymore. And you, did you lease them?
I was going to say, don't give me the credit of buying them. I went to a public library.
Oh, you went to the library. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing, though. You went to the library. Tell me what's the first book you brought home from the library.
Well, Sandy,
Tony and I would have done Debbie Does Dallas if they had it, but they probably wouldn't. Okay, what do you got?
I like to do my research, and with the articles of impeachment moving to the Senate, I took out the impeachment report.
You, I bet if you open to page 5, dust will come out. I bet. Is there any way to tell who's rented it before? I mean, how many times it's been taken out?
There's not, but how clean and how new this book looks, I don't think it's been taken out.
I don't think a human being's fingerprints are on that. All right, the impeachment report. And then if that's not enough to snuggle up with on a stormy weekend night.
I decided to get beyond the X's and O's, keeping the bills in Buffalo by the county executive. I wanted to see.
What does the county executive have to do with keeping the bills in Buffalo? My memory of the county executive, he barely wanted to talk to them.
That's what we're about to find out, because I thought it was funny when he released this book. And remember, he did it during his campaign. I want to see what he thinks he did to keep the bills in Buffalo, because I think the Pegulas kept the team in Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He must be smoking something. That's all I can think of. Now, Tony, you and I going to the same library perhaps would not have chosen those two books.
Probably not. I would have, is there anything about cars?
Cars, yeah, car books.
Yeah, that's probably where I would have went.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gone with the... county executive. He's in Washington now testifying.
He was the only one asked.
You know, I was moved by that. And I heard him say it, how proud he was.
The little boy that's trying to play with the adults.
Exactly. Yeah, as I recall, he when asked when they're going to start conversations the last time about the bills, he always wanted to put it off. He was never, there's no rush. No rush. You know, we have plenty of time. And so it did not seem like a guy hot to trot to keep them, but now, obviously, it's a different story.
Yeah, and, you know, I do this for you guys, so as soon as I finish...
You'll lend it to us.
Not only will I lend it to you, but I will give you the spark notes, so you won't have to go through it.
Okay, Tony, if you and I were there at the door, and he says, I've got two books in my hands, and these are the two books, you must take one of them. Which one would you take?
Probably the impeachment one.
You would take the impeachment one? I probably would, too.
Because the other one I know is full of malarkey.
Well, they're both
full of malarkey.
They're both pretty packed with malarkey.
What, is it in the malarkey section?
It was actually in the new releases section.
Okay, and you could put, I think you were looking to put Poling Cars' book in the fantasy section, too.
I may have.
Yeah, by accident,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I returned it, and then I went back, and I said, you know what? I need a good laugh.
Yeah, it's got to be in the right place.
Yeah.
You know, where it's going to go.
I'm doing their job for them.
Yeah. I love the fact that Higgins today said the president had shaken down the Ukraine. Don't you like that?
Hasn't he watched the Biden videos?
Yeah. It's just amazing. Just amazing to me, yeah.
I like how he sells it as, well, we have new evidence now.
Yeah. I think they expect at 5 o'clock that the Senate will have the impeachment, orders of impeachment. 5 o'clock. My guess is the Democrats are going to have somebody run into the room, holding up a piece of paper, saying, "I found this. It was in my backyard, buried in a peanut butter jar. It says exactly what you thought about the president." I expect that. I fully do.
These are the biggest crooks on earth.
What a disgusting period in the history of our country.
It really is. That whole party should be eliminated.
Oh, they should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed. I mean, really, when you begin to think, are they members of our society or are they from somewhere else? Because it gives no indication that they care at all about our country. And all they want to do with this witness thing, they want to get John Bolton on. Because remember, Bolton can be a bit of a loose cannon. Remember when Bolton was a contributing person to Fox? Every once in a while, he'd say something and you'd scratch your head. I liked him. He was interesting. But yeah, remember, he left the current administration. He joined it and then left it. So maybe he found out that the president sneaks out to go to McDonald's. Oh, no, that was Clinton. Maybe he's got some damaging thing like that, but he's going to run in waving it, you know, just so all the networks will get it. And then MSNBC will have material for about a week.
All I know is I'm tired of this. I really am.
You and I are both tired of this. Yeah. How about you, Buzzy?
Oh, tired is, I think, underselling it.
We're all tired, but because we're all tired, we're going to do it today. Ta-da! Because today's a big day.
Yeah.
Today. Come on now, buck up.
You know what it
partner.
Is? It's because you know we know that this is a scam.
Scam. That's all
We've
it is.
Known it for since the beginning, and we're logical thinking people, and it drives us crazy.
Yeah, it really does. If it were a legitimate situation, you know, when Clinton got impeached, stuff going on in the Oval Office, the blue dress, you know, going on with foreign policy discussion while enjoying the secondary
being entertained
moment. Yeah, exactly. That happened. We know it happened. It's legitimate, and that's a different story. But this is just a joke.
It's a partisan coup attempt is
yeah,
what it,
it
is.
Really
it's
is.
All it is.
Yeah, it really is, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes. So they expect it to be in the hands of the Republicans in 5 o'clock. In the
so we're
going to
see a lot
area.
Of theater today.
Oh, yeah, a lot at 5 o'clock.
They're going to parade it from Congress to the Senate. They're going to have a big walk and...
Oh, yeah, probably on a donkey.
Yeah.
Why not? That's their symbol, and that the ass, I think, appropriately positions them.
The squad will be cheering. They'll have their pom-poms.
Go, go!
And, of course, the mainstream media will be with pom-poms as well. Oh, we got them. This is it.
That's why
these are the biggest phonies.
That's why we've got to sort some things out so we'll know what to expect today. All right. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm a little worried about something I have to do starting today. I went to my next round of physical therapy. Okay. And with PT, they have you do things custom to what you need to improve on. All right. And doing it there in the gym is one thing. That's fine because everybody's doing stuff like that. They're on bicycles, they're lifting, they're running, they're jumping and eating peanut butter. They're doing all kinds of things. But then they also give you something to do at home where you have to, in between visits to the PT, you have to do this at home. Now, some things to do at home are okay. Look at him. He's lifting weight. That's a macho thing to do. Look at that. What's he doing? He's running. Why, he's faster than a speeding bullet. Look at that. That's great. He must be on the path to being better. They gave me an exercise to do at home that if my neighbors see me, I'm going to be mortified because it looks like I'm dancing. Now, the last thing in the world you want to see is me dancing. And the next to the last thing in the world that you want to see is me seeing you seeing me dancing. I've only danced once, even though my mother made me take dance lessons on Friday night. Don Landry, when he calls, he can give you the scoop on that. I know how to dance. I danced once at my wedding. That was it. And only because you have to. There's no way out of it at the wedding. You can't claim a twisted ankle or anything like that. When they say Mr. and Mrs. Gargoots here, this is their first dance, you got to dance with Mrs. Gargoots. That's all there is to it. And I hope no video, with videos coming out all the time, one would hope that there is no video available watching me dance. I know you got the phone.
See this here, Sandy? This has video capability. I know. Do you know who knows where you live and the layout of your house?
You do, yes. So there it is. I'm going to try and figure a way to do it because there's a lot of glass in my house, so it's hard to do it where somebody couldn't see it if they were anywhere around the house.
You basically, your only choices are the garage or the basement.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't want to go out there to do it. It's too cold. So maybe I'll wear a disguise.
You're so graceful.
Maybe
too.
I'll hire some really buff guy to come in and pretend he's me.
There you go.
That might work.
Sure.
You say, wow, he's not only over the problems. Look at that. He's really buffed out.
But you wouldn't benefit from it, though.
No, I don't care about that. As long as I don't look bad.
In that case, go grab a cheesecake.
Watch me flip a Kringle.
Now you're talking.
Catch it on my nose as it comes down. Whoa, boom, God. Yeah, so I got to do that. Even though it's not hard to do and I can do it, exercise just is not in my vocabulary. Now, Tony, you used to be a martial arts guy, and I know you had to exercise to do that. Buzzy is an exercise freak. In between bites of peanut butter off of a knife, he's working out.
Living dangerously.
Yeah, he really is. He's on the edge. But I'm not used to that, and I think I could do without it.
I still have to do stretching exercises from when my shoulder was rebuilt how many years ago?
I have to stretch my budget.
I do that.
You got to stretch.
Yeah. We work here.
How about you, Buzzy? Do you like exercising, or you just look at the girls in the gym?
No, I get a high off exercising, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, and when I do like 5Ks and stuff, afterward, it's tough to explain, but I get a kind of high, like it puts a pep in my step.
Well, it releases endorphins through your system.
The endorphins?
Yes.
Although they're from the Middle East, aren't they? The
they are, but they're the good kind.
They are the good ones. They're our main ally, the endorphins.
I mean, when I have a down day or I'm not feeling myself, which is rare, but on those days that I'm a little sad, I could easily go get 2 slices of Zaddy's pizza.
You have days where you're a little sad.
Just a little sad. Oh, and you know what?
Tony, get me a tissue. I'm welling up.
I'd rather get the Zaddy's.
Buzzy's having a sad day every once in a while.
But usually I'll feel better after a nice 90-minute workout and, back at my regular self.
I'll feel better if I don't have to do a 90-minute workout. That's how I'll do it.
I'll feel better if I could take a 90-minute nap.
That sounds good.
When I was playing basketball in school, at least when you went to practice, there was something to be accomplished. You had a good practice or you didn't. You were hot shooting or you weren't, but there was just moving your limbs. It doesn't seem to me to be worth it.
I always hated practice for some reason. I like games.
I didn't mind practice because we had a good camaraderie on the team of fun. We made it fun because it's boring otherwise. You gotta have fun with it.
Practice it would be okay until maybe the third week of the season, and then you'd start to feel run down.
What I never understood about practice, by the time you get to be a professional, say football.
Okay.
All right. You were playing football in the probably the seventh grade, and then you moved up to junior high school. Then you played in high school, and then they got you in college, and then you played 4 years in college. But before that, fourth year is out. before the end of the season, you had to miss a practice. That's all, just miss a practice. And everybody goes crazy. Oh, my God, he didn't practice today. After, you know, 27 years of doing the same thing, don't you think you'd remember it?
You would remember it. I started playing, fourth grade, and I didn't miss a practice until my senior year, and I had to miss it due to injury.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, one of the Sabres near the end of the season was out for something, but it wasn't anything major, but they made a big deal because he didn't practice, and I'm thinking, I think he knows what to do.
Let's get the Allen Iverson video. Practice.
Yeah,
we're talking about practice.
We're not talking about no practice. And by the time you get there, you should know how to do it. That's just basically the way
it is. And it's important. I mean, you have to have your technique honed and your muscle memory.
No, that's
all that stuff.
That's a date.
Yeah,
practice.
Could work for a date,
too. Don't you have your muscles honed? You need practice.
I do.
I think, right, Buzzy? You vote for him to have practice?
Just a little practice,
I think he'll be
yeah.
in a better mood, too, when he comes in.
Don't get me going.
You light up a cigarette. I said, I didn't even know you smoked. He said, I don't.
Only after practice.
Exactly.
When was the last time I practiced?
That's right. And the governor just banned your cigarettes. So.
Yes, there it goes. That's just my luck.
All right, when we come back, we're pointing toward 5 o'clock because let the fun begin. Let the games begin. That's when the Senate will have the letters of impeachment. And we'll talk about that on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we are back with Beach & Company. Here's a text that's interesting. Renowned pianist, is it Paderewski or Paderewski? I'm not really sure. I mean, I know the name, but I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Once said, if I miss one day of practice, I notice it. If I miss 2 days, the critics notice it. If I miss 3 days, the audience notices it. Wow. I mean, that's a pretty high standard. 3 days. And when you operate the highest level like they do, like classical pianists do, yeah, I'm sure. One missed note. All you need is Angel Baby, Oh Angel Baby. Na da 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 da. Da.
And yeah, wrong trouble. Slip with a finger and
yeah,
it's
that's,
over.
That's it. I don't know. When I go away on the trips, it's usually about 2 weeks. I come back and it only takes me about 5 minutes to kind of get acclimated again. And that's about it. And I don't fake it, though. I don't fake it. If I'm in a good mood, you'll show. And if I'm not in a good mood, that'll show too. Can you tell my moods?
Yeah, basically by your facial expressions, usually.
Yeah, and this.
Yeah, that one is usually
a dead
giveaway.
Usually a giveaway.
I've had to fake it before.
I've heard that. I have heard that. You get the Academy Award in Niagara
yes,
Falls.
Yes, I do.
How about you, Buzzy? You ever in a bad mood?
There are times where my mood's not as pleasant as usual, but, you know, I try to not only fake it for other people, but fake it for myself fool myself that I should be in a better mood.
That you're in a good mood. Yeah, I think you take it or leave it, you get what you get, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, sometimes you're having a bad day. I mean...
Yeah, there are days like that. Today might be one of
them. Absolutely.
Oh, man. 5 o'clock. Okay, what time is it? It's, 20 minutes. In 7 hours, 19 minutes, and 35 seconds, the Senate should have the letters of impeachment brought over by the House. And, you know, before the House can do that, the House has to take a vote to do it. Now, what's unusual about that? They've already voted approval of it. They had to have a vote to approve it, and they voted to approve it. Now, isn't it logical that they're not going to not approve bringing it over to the Senate? I mean, I guess it's possible. They don't have to. And my understanding is if they don't, there's no impeachment. They're obliged to bring it over, but I'm thinking anybody that voted to endorse it, yep, that's ours, that's how we feel about it, we're going to do it, yep, and then not send it, what kind of message does that send? So I think it is possible that it could happen, but it's not very likely. It won't be on the board in Vegas anytime soon. So they're going to bring it over at 5 o'clock, and then the fun will begin. The questions. You know what makes me laugh, though, or really makes me laugh, is when you see Democrats in front of a national TV camera saying, this had better be a fair trial. Did they give anybody a fair trial when they had it and they formed it and now they're going to send it over?
Rules only apply to the Republicans. The Democrats don't have to obey by that because they're a higher standard than us.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. They didn't allow the lawyers for the president in on their hearings. They didn't allow any witnesses for the Republicans in their hearings. And now they're looking for a fair trial. What the hell did they do? They did anything but a fair trial, but that's what they're yelling about. And I guess if you follow them, maybe you're slow enough to pick up on that. But the bottom line is it goes over there at 5. And
what's
then
worse,
start.
Their attempt at this or people that buy into what they're doing?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't think I know a person dumb enough to not be able to see through this.
And yet, go on social media. You'll find them.
Yeah, that's why I don't go on social media. And so there we go. We'll start today. And here are some questions. Are there going to be any witnesses? Now, John Bolton, who said before that he wouldn't testify, and then said he would testify in the hearings for the Democrats, the House hearings, if he was under subpoena. Now, they want him, but they didn't subpoena him. So they could have done that, but they didn't, okay? Now Bolton is saying if he is subpoenaed, he'll testify, and they want him to testify. And you know why? I can tell you why they want Bolton to testify. If you watch Fox News, Bolton was always a contributor to Fox News, and he had a good resume before that, but that's the reason he was there. And every once in a while when he was on Fox News, he'd say something that you'd scratch your head and go, huh? What? I think they're hoping because, remember, Bolton, because of his foreign policy resume, got a position with the Trump team and was on the team for a while and then left. And there was never any real understanding of why he left. It didn't seem like there was any problems or anything else, but he just left. So I think the Democrats are kind of hoping that he's got something, just praying for anything that can throw a monkey wrench into the proceedings to get people to say, well, maybe we ought to look at this a different way. That's the only reason they want John Bolton. You know, they didn't want him enough to have him on there in their hearings, but they want him now.
And they don't want Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they definitely don't want Joe Biden. They don't want Hunter Biden. So the question is, should there be witnesses? There don't have to be. This is like a trial. However, it's like a little different kind of a trial. It will be presided over by the Supreme Court justice. He doesn't have a regular power that he would have on the as a trial judge. In other words, he's there to keep the proceedings in order, doesn't make any kind of rulings and things like that, just kind of keep it going in the right direction. Remember Rehnquist during the Clinton administration's impeachment, you didn't even know he was there. In fact, they probably had to put orange cones around him so you wouldn't bump into him. But the bottom line is that's the way it was. I don't know what it'll be this time around. You can have witnesses. You don't have to have witnesses. You can have a full-blown trial if you want. Now, I'm sure a lot of you want a full-blown trial, and I don't think it's a great idea for a few reasons, which I will tell you after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, today's the day after they vote to send it. I assume they will vote to send it to the Senate. The Senate should have it by 5 o'clock, and that's it. Let the games begin. And as I said, regarding witnesses, it's up to the Republicans, because it's their show, whether they want witnesses or not. I'm sure a lot of people in the audience and even some of us here on the other side of the mic think, you know, let's bring witnesses. Let's bring all the key witnesses that can prove all of the fallacies of what they tried to do on their side and didn't allow any Republican witnesses or any Republican lawyers. Let's do that. Let's bring the Bidens in. Let's bring anybody in that gave damaging testimony. Let's see what they're made of. Okay? There's a great feeling of wanting to do that. It's called revenge. Okay? But revenge, I don't know, is the right dish to serve on this one. Simply because, first of all, after you get through with them, they're going to claim they weren't treated fairly anyway. But they're just hoping that one person will say one thing. And, you know, it doesn't take a giant notebook full of things. One person might say one thing that can be blown way out of proportion, and that would be they would love that.
Yes. You know, I shouldn't be worked up over this because everything the Democrats have tried is blown up in their face. So history tells us that this will blow up in their face.
Well, I think it should blow up in their face. But I'm saying I really, although I have a taste for witnesses and I'd like to see witnesses, I think you almost you can make the argument that we have to have witnesses, because if we don't have witnesses, they'll claim the thing was rigged. Look at this. They didn't even call any witnesses. We're sure they would have borne out the feeling that we had in the House that sent over that he's guilty of this.
That's like the New England Patriots accusing other teams of cheating.
Yeah, you can't get over that. Does anybody have any uninflated balls? I'm just thinking. So I should do less thinking and more talking. But anyway, there's a yen for it. I don't know if it's smart or not. So if you have the witnesses, you might be able to blow a lot of that out of the water. If you don't, they can claim it's a fixed and rigged bid, and then you're going to have to live with that forever. Forever, keep in mind. Now, they can do two things as well. They can dismiss the charges on accepting them and just dismiss them. That happens in real-life situations where something shows up that shows that it wasn't worth pursuing any further. They could do that, but there again, if they just dismiss the charges, you're going to give the Democrats a lot to talk about, like they don't have enough already. Or you can have a full-blown trial. If you have a full-blown trial, I have no problem with a full-blown trial, but I think the country is weary. I can tell you, just talking to people out and about when you're doing things you have to do in your everyday life, the people are weary. But you can have a full-blown trial or dismissal of charges. And which do you think would be better for the president's legacy? I think for the legacy, you could toss the coin. You could say that the House's final situation was so weak that it wasn't even worth pursuing, and that would be all right for your full-blown. Or you can say we brought everybody that was an important part of the proceedings and showed that we had nothing to hide, and then we took the vote, and he was acquitted. So Either one would be good for your legacy. Which do you guys, which do you think would be better for the legacy? To have the full-blown trial and get acquitted, or to show how weak the case is and just dismiss it?
I wish I could say both.
Yeah, because they both have pluses and minuses.
Right. I mean, you know, we've gone over this several times. I see your point about a shorter trial. But, man, the thirst in me to expose as many of these corrupt politicians as possible, I say bring it.
All right. What do you think, Buzzy? As history looks back at the Trump administration, which is better?
I say anything short of a full trial, then there will always be the what ifs, what was covered up, and we'll have to listen to that far beyond Trump. And believe me, Sandy, the less I have to hear about this impeachment after it's done, the better. So I vote, maybe somewhat selfishly, but I think for Trump's history, this in history books 20 years from now, the full trial will not only exonerate him, but maybe expose why we're actually here.
And I'm thinking that's good, because I'm thinking that if you have the full trial and you acquit him, that's one thing. If you have the just throw it out, we're going to dismiss the charges, George Norrie's career will be added by 10 years. At least 10 years. They'll be talking about this.
I mean, we have the possibility of a party being completely destroyed because of this, and that would be the Democrats because of their not recognizing Trump as a president, everything that they've done to overthrow the election, 2016 election.
Well, it goes right to my next question then. How about the next election? Will this help or hurt the president? I think, without any question in my mind, it's going to help the president because I don't see anybody up on that debate stage or anybody in front of those cameras that's going to be able to make a case for voting for them after this shameful display in the House.
Last night, I was following along on Twitter during the debate, and I could not believe how many Democrats
You were watching the debate?
No, I was following Twitter
during the debate.
To get gauge reaction, and how many were saying there's not a single candidate up there that could beat Trump, and that's from the left.
Yeah, I don't think there is either, and so we'll see where that goes. So basically, the questions I laid out: should there be witnesses at the trial? Should the trial just be dismissed or full-blown? What's the pluses and minuses of that? And what is the best for his legacy, going full-blown trial and acquittal or just dismissal of charges because of the contempt? And what about the next election? Is this going to help or hurt? Let's go after the news. We'll go to Pete in Ontario. So hang in there, Pete. Meanwhile, we're going to try and give away some money for the cash code. Send this word to 72881. The word is pepper. P-E-P-P-E-R to 72881. You might win $1,000.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.